Now special dedication to all dogs of dogs, dedicated to all top dogs, liberty crew. Man called Tony Kemp, man called Robert, and Wild Apache riding through. Curfew!
Talking Heads with Marty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Collect, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
You come from, we're sending your go back. You're full of big chat and can't defend that. If I Bellevue, you come from, we're sending your go back. Cause with them there when they get around art. When we're looking the food for the pot. Man, I'm
yo, back out. Why didn't you buy this?
We have a rampart. When we move in, we move compact. Man, we take a couple store, couple bank and shop. And police, man, I top out we hot. Judge, I know we have to run left this part. Dan Dayati, dog at Sedata. When we come dance, all of a block. Me say some a rally back, some of them turn so back. We are road boy out and we not left it.
You got it locked and loaded to the Monday, July 28th edition of Talking Heads. You're going to be in your company right up until 6 p.m.
When him lick down flat, Natty Morgan lick down flat, Jungle Man Spangle, Larry, my Monday.
It is the Monday, July 28th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Nardini, company right up until 6 p.m. Hope you had a great weekend. And like I said, we left you on Friday, and boy, you know, things is woo-wee. And we back at you on Monday, and it seems like it's no harm, no foul, because we probably will be joining us at 5 p.m. for sports. So if everybody was wondering, Pearly will be right here for sports at 5 o'clock, you know, unless I get a phone call otherwise from corporate or legal. And on Thursday, he'll be holding it down as well. All right? So you definitely, and let me put it out there before Pearly put it out there, because I know how y'all like to talk. And Pearly will have some vacation time coming up. So when you don't hear him on this, because that's his hard-earned vacation, and he's going to love himself. It has nothing to do with anything else but Pearly making a executive decision for Pearly and taking some vacation, okay? But he'll be on at 5 p.m. today, and of course on Thursday, holding it down. And it is Monday. We got a great show lined up for you tonight. Obviously, we'll chime in with Roscoe Thompson as we do each and every Monday. We'll get caught up with all things Abaco, and he and I will go over the headlines. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we will talk sports. And of course, you know, Thursday, from last Thursday, that was the last Thursday with no football until the end of the year. And I know I might sound a little football Jones-ish when I say this, because I am. But Thursday night, we got preseason football. I don't care who playing. They could have the water boys versus the locker attendants on the field. I don't care. I'm watching. And I know everybody else who's addicted to football like me is watching. And the fantasy aficionados, you know, get draft time coming up soon. So, yeah, definitely, you know, we got lots to talk about in the 5 o'clock hour. But if you want to chime in and you want to be part of the conversation, because after all, you all are talking heads. Here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4259, 325-4316, 325-4316. And toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. And that's toll free in any one of the Family Islands. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. All right. So, if we're going to have the conversations, then obviously you know we're definitely not involved the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844. PM, no crisis in immigration. Say what? And I'm going to leave it just like that. Former Cable Bahamas executives sues for wrongful dismissal, alleges sexual harassment. Biometric cards expected in early 2026. Pratt, I will never sell my country. And a new director of immigration named. So there you go. Those are some of the headlines just blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. We'll talk about that and more on the flip side of the break as we get into the break. Like I said, on the flip side, we'll get into the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And like I said, as we get into the break, we'll touch base with Roscoe Thompson. We'll talk all things Abaco on the flip side of the break. But, you know, make sure keep your phones hot and your texts hot as we do each and every afternoon right here on Talking Heads. We're going to chop station. And let me know what's got your goat. Let me know what's bothering you, all right, in case I missed it. But like I said, there's lots to talk about in the 242, and we're going to get to it on the flip side of the break as the Monday, July 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Yo, DJ, why don't you buy this?
When we move in, we move compact, man. We take a couple store, couple bank and shop. And policeman, I talk about we at. Judge, I know we have to run left this part. Dan Dayati, dog at Sedata. When we come dance, all of a block. Mr. Summer rally back, and some of them time so back. We are road boy out, and we not left it. Summer rally back, and some of them.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape. A Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more. There's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Soldier Road West, Delaport, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
Hear that? That's not just a crunch. It's the sound of flavor turning up. Introducing the Doritos Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, a delicious combination of KFC's juicy original recipe extra large filet stacked with real Doritos nacho cheese chips for a loud, cheesy crunch in every bite. It's bold, it's crunchy, and it's only $8.95. Everyone's chasing the crunch. Don't be the one who missed it. KFC and Doritos, a crunch that's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by...
Now special dedication to all dogs of dogs, dedicated to all top dogs, celebrity crew. Man called Tony Kip, man called Robert, and while Apache riding through. Curfew! Sometimes I back, some of them I rally back. We a road boy, you tell me no take back, no chat. Sometimes I back, some of them I rally back. But we a road boy, you no take back, no chat. You full of big chat and can't defend that. If a jailhouse you come from, we sending you go back. You full of big chat and can't defend that. If a Bellevue you come from, we sending you go back. Cause with them there you when they get to run out. When we look in the food for the pot. Man, I'm
I got you on the Monday, July 28th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, in your company right up until 6 p.m. Right about now, getting to the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And before we get down to Roscoe Thompson and Abaco, let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Naughty.
Afternoon.
Yeah, Naughty, I just want to make two comments, please, in reference. One is in reference with the PM statement that there's no immigration crisis in the Bahamas. You know, Steve, when I speak, I ain't just speaking and targeting no particular nationality. But let's agree that our biggest problem in immigration is with our neighbors from the north and from the south. Let's accept that. You know, the Haitian demographic of immigrants in the Bahamas. legal and illegal. But if you really want to see a crisis, Naughty, be related to someone or, you know, have someone or know someone who are laying out right now in that hospital because they don't have any bed space.
That's something that keeps being brought to me, you know, over and repeatedly. I'm not trying to make light of your situation and your reference. Yeah, I can hear you. But I'm saying that situation with the hospital, that's been brought to my attention on numerous occasions. And that's something that really we need to be concerned about. Not enough beds for
behind. Right now, a lot of parents are experiencing crisis because there's no classroom space in the immediate vicinity of where their children have to go to school. That's a crisis. Then you have the situation with housing. That's the crisis. It's difficult. You know, see, they don't factor in these areas when they're issuing out work permits, citizenships, and those type of things. They don't factor these things in. And then another thing, could you inquire with the PM, because he's giving out these data, but he's holding back on one of the most important data that we all need. Do you know, or you can ask, how many persons were given citizenship in the last 4 years? Do you know?
Your guess is as good as mine on that one. And without a Freedom of Information Act, it's going to be hard for us to track it down.
Those three components, three areas that I touched on, they are very, 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 very important to Bahamians because it's creating a crisis in our everyday lives. You can't go one time ago, you could go and access and get service at the hospital in a reasonable period of time, but they're now sending you home very quickly because, and we all know it's because of the bed shortage space. You know, we were told that we have to give we cannot deny health care and we cannot deny education, whether the person has legal status in the Bahamas or not. That one beats me because if you don't have any status, the Immigration Act is supposed to kick in. And you wouldn't have to be here for these type of things if immigration will do their job. And the last one, we have the director who is saying that he should be also know. He should have the record on how many persons were regularized. And ask Chester Cooper, the Deputy Prime Minister. He should know because Wayne Monroe said that most of those people that they were flying in from Haiti were tourists. So if they were tourists, and I know they are not no money spending tourists, but if they were tourists and they are tourists, shouldn't the Ministry of Tourism have the numbers on how many flights were coming in from Haiti? And how many persons came in and how many left? These are all pertinent concerns that we all need to look at and address before this season kick in. Because all of these things you work on and you touch on, they will be lost in the rubble when political rallies set in.
Carly, you're making some excellent points. Don't be a stranger. Make sure you know to keep calling in and talking heads. But a lot of the points you brought up are concerns of everyday Bahamians. Yes. The healthcare situation and shortages of beds in public healthcare, as well as space in the classroom as well. I've heard both of those complaints a lot lately, a lot more than before. And obviously, you know, if we're going to do the immigration, we need to do it right. All right. At the end of the day, we are faced with a wave of foreign nationals from multinationalities, but we cannot allow Bahamians to be displaced in our own country. We still must remain first as Bahamians. All right. We have to be our brothers, keep it Bahamian brothers and keep us first before we extend any kind of charity elsewhere. Because the last I heard, charity begins at home. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Gardner?
Yeah, man. You know, Naughty, with immigration, right? We have a problem with immigration in the whole, right? But legal and illegal, you see? You know, when you look at, Do you know what would you call a foundational black Bahamian?
A foundational black Bahamian.
Yeah.
I mean, I call a Bahamian a Bahamian garden. I mean, be more specific with your thing, because if you jump at me right now and say a foundational black Bahamian, I'm thinking from this one second, from a historical standpoint, I'm thinking Selinden, Sir Milo Butler, you know, like they were foundational. Right. They created change for Bahamians, right, but especially black Bahamians.
You, right?
Now, if you want to say that means another definition, then please clarify, because I know Bahamian is Bahamian.
Okay, you know, we have a, what you call a diaspora war going on right now in all of America, right? And see, a foundational American, they call a foundational American, the Americans whose parents come to North America or the United States as slaves.
No, hold on. Foundational Americans, you got to start with the Native American Indians, whose land was taken from them.
I'm talking about black Americans. I don't mean the black ones.
But hold on. But now you're saying foundational Americans, but then you specify one race. I mean, if you're going to say foundational Americans, you got to look at the Native Americans first.
Let's say those who was there from independence, sir. Let me put it that way. All right?
Okay.
Because you got who, like in the Bahamas, we have some Bahamians who was here, like me, 60 years. I'm a first generation Bahamian. I mean,
what about Bahamians like me who could trace my grandparents and great grandparents back to the Eleutherian adventurers?
Right. See, understand. Now you're getting what I'm saying. Those Bahamians, I don't consider myself a foundational Bahamian because I ain't been here long enough. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. I see where you're going with your point now.
Slavery. Let's agree. Okay, let's look. My view is this, like, you have to be in here from slavery time. You understand?
Right.
I mean, my parents, like when it comes to the Bahamas doing things for me, like special things for me, like grants and land grants or financial grants, you understand me? Or even me being the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, you understand me? And legislating or being a member of Parliament, you see? Because when it comes to me getting equity or giving, shall I say we was dealing with it, even reparation or redistribution of land. Who should benefit from that? Not me, who been here for just 60 years or 60-odd years. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, I should have certain rights, civil rights, but not the right to have reparations and land and, you know what I mean, and monies. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear your point.
In other words, so when we have members of Parliament going in there, and, you know, we see, and I even go further, all of our foreign investors, they're immigrants. They're investors immigrants. You understand me? And then
You broke up. Gardner, repeat that for me. You broke up. I want to make sure I heard you correctly.
Yeah. You have lawmakers, right, that are not, their parents were not slaves, yeah. I know all of them, definitely, their parents were not slaves in the Bahamas. You understand me? Some of them, they first generation, or second generation, you know, and then they have to make legislation, labor laws that has to do with that affects the working, especially the poor working class foundational behemoths whose parents came as slaves. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the problem. You see, we have just some as simple as a livable wage. You understand me? They it's not democratic. It's plutocratic. You know what I'm saying? The rich people is them who finance it. So definitely they finance it. They control the legislation too. It's them who doing all the legislation, you know. It's not the MP. Not legislating on our behalf. You understand me? And see, it ain't, and they try and make it PLP and FNM or the new trade party or foreign party. It ain't about them. It's about the bureaucracy we live in. It's not, we don't live in a democratic society. You see, so I see the immigration problem. We have a total immigration problem. I don't want to hear about no legal immigration. You understand what I'm saying? And Haiti has Jamaica has it's a majority rule. Every black nation has it. You understand me? Every nation outside of the European nations. I call the U.S. a European nation, too. Thank you, sir.
All right, Gardner. Have a good one, man. Good stuff. Glad to hear you chiming back in. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get back down to Abaco. Let's chime in with Roscoe Thompson and see what's going on in Abaco. Roscoe, what's good?
Hey, Norty. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon, Abaco.
How goes it, my brother? Give me some good news out of Abaco.
good news, man. It's a hot day today.
Oh, wow. You still got a barge on the reef?
Yeah, man. Still the same old usual, you know, barge on the reef. I got to say, they are patching some holes. I mean, that's good on the highway. But besides that, still waiting on the opening of the hurricane shelter when that'll happen.
Has that been completed or does it still need work?
You know, I think it still needs some inside work after that vandalism, but we haven't been able to get a clear definition on exactly what needs to be redone. Again, you know, the Spring City laydown site still burning underneath. You know, that smoke and that stench is unbelievable for Spring City. Cherokee, you know, those people are complaining about
water. Not to mention
water.
The toxins, Roscoe.
Yeah, the toxins, you know, the toxicity in the air. You know, I mean, what effect is that going to have on children, you know, down the road, health care, you know, the health of anybody living in Spring City. And it's not just Spring City. You know, we smelt it here in Marsh Harbor this past week when you get the wind out of the south, blows that into the settlements, you know. So it's things that we keep battling, you know. Next issue is the water for Cherokee. You know, they've been fighting with water and sewage. You got a development there, Winding Bay, that's supposed to be responsible for the water, but water and sewage sends out the bills. The people in Cherokee aren't getting water. You know, it's frustrating. It seems like we're stepping back. You know, and I say this, I know people are going to say, maybe I shouldn't say this, but, you know, when you look at Spanish Wells and you look at their power company, why can't we do that in our smaller family islands? You know, we don't need to be relying on central government in that regard, you know, and it cuts out that middleman, if you know what I'm saying. But you never hear them having issues with water or electricity. I just leave that there. You know, still less struggles with the port. You know, trying to see that gets done. Here we are 4 years into this administration's tenure and nothing's happened. You know, it's just frustrating. I think it's very frustrating for Bahamians. And then, of course, the cost of living. Everything's going up.
I think that's a cry across the archipelago, Roscoe. The cost of living, I think. I mean, there's a lot of things that unify Bahamians. Immigration, we'll talk about that in a second. But the cost of living as well. Everywhere I go, that is the major complaint about you know, life in the Bahamas today across the archipelago. It's the cost of living. It's just too high.
It's a burden. Yeah. I mean, if you can't balance your, you know, budget and then you have to put, you know, you have to look at ways of generating revenue. It's always on the back of the Bahamian people, you know, and that's unfair to us as Bahamians in general, because and this is not just going for this administration. This is going for previous administrations too, because no one is completely innocent of it. You know, it just needs to stop to where that burden is taken off of the people, and we have innovative ways of coming up with new ways of generating revenue to where it does not hurt the Bahamian people.
Well, I think we need to have some ideas quick, fast, in a hurry, Roscoe, because the cost of living is crippling Bahamian people across the board. I don't think the middle class exists anymore. People like to know where it is. And you know, that's a hot topic. And another one is immigration, and I'm glad I have you on the phone. But, of course, you know, there's a lot of conversation here in New Providence about the state of Abaco. You know, we have displaced Abaconians wanting to get back and talking very vehemently about spacing situations, lack of housing that we've talked about as well, but being outnumbered by foreign nationals. where are they really at in Abaco, Roscoe?
I mean, Norty, where are we at? I think there's maybe been 10 or 12 homes built since Dorian under this administration. If that, and 5 were already started before this administration came in. It's out of hand, Norty.
Rumors swelling that there's, 3 new alleged shanty towns that have popped up in Abaco demolition of the last one?
Yeah, there's new ones that are popping up, different areas, but a lot of them are concentrating right across on the left side of the road from Gaza, where they knocked down, and then down by Treasure Key, and then out by the farm. I don't know what the solution is. What is the solution with the ones that have been here, that were born here, have gone to school here? And I agree with the gentleman that called in the first time. To see the burden that is put on our healthcare system and our education system and our social service system is unbelievable. I mean, I just had a friend that went to PMH last week. She had a ruptured cyst on her ovary, had to spend the night in the emergency room at PMH before they could take her in for surgery. I mean, what if that was your appendix? I mean, I'm just saying it's really frustrating the lacking that we have of any proper healthcare system unless it's private, which it shouldn't be. Let me rephrase. I shouldn't say it shouldn't be, but if you can't afford it, you should be able to go to a public hospital and be able to get that, take it. She was able to, but it's just really, when you hear these stories, and I got friends looking for, blood, you're sharing blood drives on Facebook, for people to go in and give blood. Not everybody can give blood.
That's been an issue for a minute, and it's cost some babies their lives.
But like I was saying, I agree with the caller there and what they were saying. It's a burden on our education system. And Norty, this is not reinventing the wheel, or this has been going on now for years and years. It isn't just something that has happened. But when do we put a stop to it? When do we move forward? When do not? I hear them talk about the planes coming in from Haiti, they're tourists. Some might be tourists, but you're taking a jet down there. What would you say, 70% of them aren't tourists?
30%. Well, actually, 3 times a week and say tourists. I don't know how it's tourists. The plane comes full and how many go back? That's my question. Bottom line, tourist or civilian or whatever you want to call them.
I'm just saying. So, I mean, you can't tell me that the government does not have the data on what's coming in, what's returning.
And on flights, it's real simple, Roscoe. 200 come up on a Tuesday, and they're scheduled to leave the following Tuesday. That flight's itinerary should have 200 people scheduled to depart on that Tuesday.
Right.
And now if you got 160 going back, well, what happened to the 40 that was on this original manifest? Yeah.
No, I mean, and that's things, but for them to sit there and say they don't have the numbers, and it affects us here, just like I say, I'm speaking because it affects us in Abaco. You see it every day when you're walking the streets. You see it with the sitting down. Some of them, have proper documentation. Some of them can't even speak a lick of English, but they're still being hired. And I agree. We as Bahamians, some of us are our biggest problem because we continue to keep looking for that labor.
That's another thing that ties in. You have a lot of people up in arms about it, but you have some people in certain sectors very, very quiet because it's cheap labor, for lack of a better word.
Yep.
And sometimes that may help you in the moment and help you become successful, but how does it help the nation in the long run?
That's the catch.
And you and I both could look back on Abaco alone, and there's plenty of stories how that got started down there. And we could leave that alone for the day.
Yeah. But
if you know your history, you know from whence, these chickens are now roosting. But Roscoe, a couple other questions for you. I've got a lot of reports that both the current sitting MPs in North and South may not be on the ticket the next go around. Any truth to those rumors?
I mean, I've heard the same.
Whether by choice or whether by, removal from the list.
I've yet to see who they're going to put forward, in that regards, who's going to step up in the South, who will step up in the North. But from what I've gathered is both of them are still looking at pursuing it. Now, will that change in time? I don't know as it gets closer to the election. Will they look for, new candidates? It's talk on the ground and from both sides. You hear that they are looking, but again, you don't know exactly what's going to happen. I will say this, as much as at times that I do give John Pinder trouble, and I have to say he's been very visible to me compared to what we had before, and not knocking our previous one, but it's just, again, when you get in that political system, you get lost if you're not.
So I guess, we got to keep our eye on that and see how that pans out. I got a text here for you, Roscoe. Good afternoon, Naughty and Roscoe. Roscoe, how is the DRA doing down there? In your own words, I have two questions for you, Roscoe, actually. How is the DRA doing down there? And the second question is, in your words, Roscoe, how would you rate the performance of the Immigration Department in Albuquerque?
It's not the DRA anymore. It's the DRM, if I'm not mistaken. But they're non-existent. They've been a disappointment, and to me in that. And our immigration department, our immigration system and department needs to be cleaned up from head, from right down at the top to the bottom. You have too many leaks. You have too many people that, know when raids are going on, when they're doing, when they're doing convert operations. But you also have a lot of people applying for, permits too. And that's a scary situation when you look at it.
And, I already mentioned it earlier. I think one of the things we need to do across the archipelago is find out who is entitled to apply, who's been here, entitled to apply, get that situation dealt with, and then have a cutoff point. Because we cannot continue to take that burden to the point of displacing and disenfranchising Bahamians.
Hubert Ingraham had the prime opportunity back when that earthquake occurred in Haiti to say, okay, from X, Y, and Z forward, we're shutting our borders to any new, immigration. I mean, it was something that could have been done then, and from there until now, nothing has really been done to address it. I mean, you knock down a shanty town, but what happens? They just go and build somewhere else, and they, start a new shanty town, or they become more conniving. They are more sneaky. I mean, they find loopholes. They find ways to stay under the radar.
And then it continues to manifest until we have three new alleged shantytowns popped up since the demolition of the last one.
Right.
And then that math don't matter to me. And then obviously you left the debris behind, and that's now become a dumping, and it's a fire hazard.
And then, again, it goes right back. Here are ways. You have no security up at the dump site. So, again, when people bring stuff onto that dump site, you see truckloads coming back the opposite way of, old 2x4s, 2x6s, siding, whatever it may be, old doors, and where they're going. And it's really sad when I know it's not just Abaco. It's probably it can't happen in Nassau as it does here, but they're able to get that free material.
If I had a structure set up in a shanty town that was demolished, And I knew that some of those pieces were salvageable. I'm going back for my windows. I'm going back for my doors. That's just what it is.
A lot of people did that even before they were demolished. All the stuff was taken. You know, it was just structure. Some of them didn't get the windows out, but a lot of that, some of those people did remove what was salvageable. You know, so that they knew what they were going to do before the houses were even knocked down. Now, don't get me wrong, Nordy. We still have an issue with Bahamians not having, you know, you're seeing all these campers that were brought in after Dorian to offset and to help people get back on their feet. But after 6 years, don't you think, you know, will come this year, will be 6 years, you know, those campers should be, you know, kind of weeded out. You know, people should be, you know, maybe moving in or at least trying, made the effort to build something over 6 years. And that's where government needs to look at. Why do we have the same people living in there from Dorian? Why were they not able to get help? Why were they not able to, you know, get from social services? Or
I mean, I thought it was supposed to be temporary housing, you know?
They're actually, unless the law has changed, it was just an exemption at that time. They're actually illegal in the Bahamas. You cannot bring in a camper, you know, that type of thing. That was brought in to help with, you know, the housing after Dorian. And now they're everywhere. You know, you drive from the north to the south and you see them on vacant pieces of property. You know, that's
talking like Winnebago campers, like the Winnebago
the towing ones.
The trailer ones.
The trailer ones, you know, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I understand people needed them after Dorian, and it's now being taken at, you know, people are selling them or, you know, and it's not conducive to our environment to start seeing these popping up everywhere. You know, that just allows Bahamians to, you know, if I got a place to live, you think I'm going to go ahead and build my house or try to start my house as quick as possible, knowing I got free rent, I don't have to pay no mortgage, I don't have to pay anything?
Now, hurricane season is very dangerous and is now upon us again. Hurricane season with those kind of trailers. I'm thinking, you know, if they're not secured properly, they could take flight.
Some of them are strapped down, but God forbid. That's all I can say is God forbid that we do have to worry about a, you know, I would say anything higher than a Cat 2 coming this way. I think we're going to have some issues on our hands with some of these campers, you know, that are around.
I agree with you totally, man. I got to keep a big eye on that. Let's get to the phone lines. We got another caller. Talking Heads.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ollie. Good afternoon, Roscoe.
What's good, my brother?
Yeah. I'd like to thank Roscoe for painting a reality of what's going on. But I'll say this, right? You know, can the Bahamian citizens just petition the government to just sign the Shandaytown Act to just cut this thing short? If life is about learning, I'm wondering why don't we follow other models? You understand what I'm saying, Naughty? So, I mean, we are one problem, which is it. I don't think most... I've had conversations with the migrants. They live in my community. I've spoken with some of them. And, you know, some of them I've even spoken to. They actually don't know the population of Haiti. And they don't even know, like, they grew up in something million. I've spoken to them. So I don't want to say I'm lying, but I'm telling you. So it's a numerology problem. And so... these people are integrated with us. Of course, we could accept that. I'm not a Bahamian saying, or I'm not saying, what you're telling me? People passing it off because I'm a citizen in my country speaking, right? That I'm anti-Haitian or I'm downing the Haitians, which is a false narrative. So maybe Erica could deal with that because then you could listen to what people are saying. It's nothing about downing nobody. I could big up my people still. But you saying downing, but it's a false narrative because really and truly, you facilitating, so you want them to overwhelm you in as far as numbers and sit by in your country and just be quiet when we're seeing all that. Roscoe just highlighted the necessity for city ordinances that I've been talking about. I don't have to get on the phone and express ordinances in the individual way. I am only have a certain period of time to express. It's almost like talking science. You can't teach everything right away. So you see what I'm saying? We are lacking ordinances in many ways, which, of course, Roscoe would have juxtaposed the environmental infractions. And we see, Roscoe said it's illegal. It's not supposed to be illegal, but we see where they are proliferating. And then even when that injunction was going on, I remember reading something from one of the justices in the paper. And I asked somebody to pull it up, and it was about that how they can tackle just using the building codes. This is what the justices said during this injunction, whatever, how to deal with it. So the government don't want to solve this problem. And so then you have an environmental fallout and a whole host of other fallouts as a result of Shandy Downs, which is conducive for a number of things. I don't need to get into all of the individual, but the human people who come on and say false narratives against people, they don't have the solution to this problem, Nadi. What I'm saying is, we know that some Haitians deserve citizenship and integration, but don't give me this BS like we're supposed to allow unabated migration or a no model immigration policy. You understand what I'm saying, Nadi? When you're seeing anti-Bahamian narratives, more so than you're seeing Bahamian passing narratives against Haitians. And so the Minister of National Security is not addressing this issue, given the fact that they have strategically settled throughout the archipelago. And yet still you have a bunch of political imbeciles calling their areas, talking about being targeted in the Haitian when they are the demographic that threatens us the most as far as the way they move and the violence that they're settling in the illegal communities and the potentiality for a parallel society, even as it relates to the language barrage. You heard the person from the health services call. You heard the teachers calling. And so the guy, listen to this now before I hang up. And listen, Roscoe. I got a guy called and talked about this. Sister was a teacher, and she found out that one of the students was telling the other Haitian students to answer in Creole. So how long we know that was going on, or if it's still going on. So that's a simple fix. You just put something in the classroom during the exam that can translate Creole. And so you shouldn't be speaking to anybody in any which event. So then I can use that same narrative and say, this is why you telling me they're doing better than the children in school. So what I'm saying, Nadi, I'm intelligent enough to know that you don't settle in somebody's country, infuriate them with false BS, and then tell me smarter. Nobody's smarter than no one, Nadi. You went to St. Andrews. The guy said it. It's the amount of effort you put into learning. For me, I think, they said the mind brains were 1,100 centimeters cubed. But what I'm saying is everybody's not going to be book smart, but that's because they don't want to. But don't give me a narrative that someone's smarter than the next. It's the effort that people put into it. If you have to be importunate, and I wouldn't say importunate, but you have to be relentless in seeking knowledge. So don't fear a false narrative and infuriate people in their country, and we're not doing it to you. But no one is want to address this from a national standpoint. Nobody's taking the gap to bridge the Haitian and the Bahamian community and stop the schism that was created by the colonial masters. And then to come and insult me, but colonial. I used to one who coined the term colonial stain brain, right or wrong, Canardi? Who
has
you ever heard that on the radio? I coined that.
Many 52-isms. Many 52-isms. You can't run from that. You made your talks very popular on the airbase 52. You can't run from that. Nobody can deny the 52 talks. Let me get this question in for you about a text line, Roscoe. Nadi, I've heard Roscoe opine on his immigration issue for several months. However, could you kindly ask Roscoe if they are willing to take to the streets, whether it's over there or even in Parliament Square, on your feet? What say you, Roscoe?
Well, Nadi, let me tell you. I mean, I've seen this in Abaco years ago to protest BPL at one time. And, you know, you put all political parties aside, which I did. You know, and I stood there with PLPs, and there was only 17 of us. You know, and it's really disheartening to know that if, let's say that I do say, let's go to the street to protest, you know, people are going to say, oh, well, because he came from an FNM, we're not going out there, or because he's independent, I'm not going there, because he's PLP. It's that same mentality that is killing us to this day, that when it comes time, I guess, where we were bitten our butt in the past, but, you know, or the COI or whatever it may be, you don't want that to be as a political stepping stone. It should be about the community and what's happening here. So should we go to the streets? Yes. Will the people come and show up? I don't think they will. That's just my view of what's transpired over here, you know, in the years that I've been here, which is sad. Should it be taken to Parliament Square? Yeah. I mean, why shouldn't it be?
again, here it comes into play. Is it a so-called indigo or naughty? Well, he leans this way more. Are we going to join up with him? You know, and it shouldn't be about that. It should be about our country. It should be about preserving.
See, the problem is with those kind of things, Roscoe, you could unify PFPs, FNMs, COI,
ADCs,
you could do the Eastern Road click, you could do the East Street click. At the end of the day, you always have an opportunist in there that will take advantage of that situation for the wrong reason, for personal agenda, and put their self first and country last, and then we end up with bubkas.
And then
call it for what it is.
Exactly. That's basically what I'm saying. You end up with somebody taking advantage of a situation that was for Bahamianization, if you want to say it that way, you know, and fighting for the people, which is ridiculous. I mean, I'm surprised that we as a country, you know, have not really come together, you know, to do this. You know, when you have your Minister of Immigration, National Security, the PM, that is not relinquishing information to the Bahamian public that they should be, the time that you should stand up against your government, and I don't care who is in power, when you do not provide information that is required, because it is our money, that money that you are spending every year, and it doesn't matter this administration, previous administrations, UBP, wherever you want to say, that's our money. Do we not have a right to know how it's being spent, where it's being spent?
Correct.
What's going on? You know, and before, I know you're going to say we got to go to the break.
We do.
You know, I don't want to knock this, because I did see something come up today about the new voters, trying to implement the new voters, you know, electronic voting thing. And, you know, do your research on it. The FNM tried to pass that in 2020.
The biometric cards.
They passed that in 2020. I think it was passed in 2020. It just never came into effect. Now, with that being said, until you can get your portals operational and running properly, and you could have the proper security in place, cybersecurity, I don't trust anything that goes online with our government at this point in time, because you can't tell me that they are secure sites.
Great points, Roscoe. Mr. Producer, give me the signal. I got to get to the break, but I appreciate your contributions as always. With the rest of the week over there in Abaco, and hopefully we'll have some good things to talk about next week when you join.
Yeah, I could come and see you. I know Monday was a holiday, so when I come,
yeah,
I'm
but once
you're
down, I'll hook up with you. All right, no problem. Be safe, man.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate your contributions as always. All right, we'll take a quick break. Cuban Willie right out of the break. Numerology Report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. We'll get into the news. And then the 5 o'clock hour right after the news, we'll be talking sports. And the Pearl will be in the building. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, July 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Yeah. Oh, and I said, these are some serious times. All I can see around us is just violence and crime. Full time for us to centralize, socialize, and realize. So let the sun shine throughout every day. Let the moon shine through the peaceful night. Seven times rise and seven times fall. But I don't really believe in the falling things at all. Cause life continues as it goes. If you really want to know the truth of the truth. All I do is win, no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's Numerology Report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy Joe Cuban Willie, and it's time for my Numerology Report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today is Monday. The tres pelotas today. 8-3-8-8-3-8 838. It came to me in a dream. Mm-hmm. Stay winning, my friends.
For fast, reliable. affordable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza. Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Long day? Hungry crew? Say less and satisfy everyone with KFC's Summer Buckets. Grab a super summer bucket and get 8 juicy pieces of fried chicken, 8 nuggets, corn, our new white rice with buttery biscuits, 4 switcher pink lemonades, and 4 dessert biscuits. So whether it's on the beach, at home, or chilling with the crew, KFC's Summer Buckets, starting at just $20, bring all the flavor. Summer with KFC. It's finger licking good.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Now special dedication to all dogs of dogs, dedicated to all top dogs, liberty crew. Man called Tony Kemp, man called Robert, and Wild Apache riding through. Curfew!
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Collect, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, Printmasters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
You come from, we're sending you go back. You're full of big chat and can't defend that. If I Bellevue, you come from, we're sending you go back. Cause with them there when they get around art. When we're looking the food for the pot. Man, I'm
Monday, July 28th edition of Talking Heads, boy. Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. And a couple of things, let me get a couple of these texts out of the way. And our Pearly will be chiming in short order. And we'll be having a convo with him, obviously, as we do in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. A couple of texts here from the previous hour. Good afternoon, Naughty and Roscoe. History may have built South Florida, and now Haitians are deemed to be building the Bahamas with benefits. Why are we selling our country? Wake up, Bahamas. Naughty, the first step in solving a problem is to acknowledge that you have a problem. Please tell that to the PM. All right, let's get into today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Mr. Producer, keep an eye out for the Pearl. I know he wants to make a grand introduction. Oh, the Dodgers are playing an early game today, one of the two. All right, on this day in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well, he's here. Just, are you in?
I'm here, my son. I'm here, my brother.
Is that you, Pearly? Can you please state your name for the record?
This is Earl Thompson, alias Pearly, guest host of Talking Heads. I'm so happy to be here with you today, my brother.
I'm glad you accepted my invitation to be my guest today on Talking Heads.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And in advance, I'm thanking you in advance for being my guest host on Thursday, because I asked you to guest host because I'd be unavailable on Thursday. So I appreciate you in advance hosting, guest hosting for me on Thursday.
Anytime you need.
You are the best guest host in the business.
Hey, thank you.
Don't let it get to your head. All right, here we go. All brought to you by Naughty Johnny.
I'm outdoors. I should be okay with my head swell. I'm outdoors.
Today in sports history, July 28th, 1991, Dennis Martinez of the Montreal Expos pitched the 13th perfect game in Major League Baseball history. He was a pretty good one when all things were said and done, you know, Pearly.
Yeah, he was. He was pretty good. He was really good.
1994, Kenny Rogers of the Texas Rangers pitched the 14th perfect game in Major League Baseball history 3 years later. And Kenny Rogers, for a while, was a pretty decent one for Texas and for the Yankees.
Yeah, he had some injuries late in his career, and I thought, you know, his career didn't go as long as it should have, but he was good. He was good.
When he started concentrating on the chicken, his baseball career went right now. Oh, wrong Kenny Rogers. Sorry. My bad.
Good stuff. I love it.
2002, Lance Armstrong won his fourth straight Tour de France. And our sports quote of the day, it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up again. Vince Lombardi.
Now, I heard that before from him.
We just talked about Lance Armstrong. I'll be honest with you. Lance had his share of dirty laundry and scandals and so on and so forth and doping, and I don't care. But when you still look at what Lance did, only, you know, having one of what normal guys have two of, you have to give him credit. And when you think about
it, coming from testicular cancer, he did great.
Yeah, and to think he had twins after it all was said and done, you know what I mean? He was double productive all the way around. So props to Lance Armstrong in that regard. But for the scandals and for the doping, no. But I always said, Lance, you got to look at him different. You can't look at him like Michael Phelps. You can't look at him as, like Sammy Sosa. In fact, you can't look at Sammy Sosa today like you used to look at Sammy Sosa, because Sammy Sosa don't look like Sammy Sosa.
Can you imagine him bringing his driver's license and they questioning it?
Man, listen here. If Sammy pass and he get to the pearly gates, they're going to have to run a check on him. That's you, Sammy? Hold on a second. Call St. Peter. We need to check him at the gate. This don't look like Sosa to me.
Was that bleaching, or did he have the Virta? I forget.
No. That's 100% following fashion, like Vibes Cartel. Them are bleach.
Nobody told him darker the cherry, sweeter the juice. Nobody told him that.
No, I don't know what they told him, but he did. Man, look, he looked like a ghost right now.
That is addicting, you know. When you start doing that, you and particularly some people of our friends in the Caribbean like that, they get naked and do their whole body.
Yeah, well, I'll take your word for it, Pearly. I mean, seems like you got some bleachology in you, and props to you.
I've been told. No, I see. You know, I don't bleach. You can see me. I have the same color. I've always been this nice chocolate caramel brown, you know.
There you go. I mean, we've been blessed. I'll tell you, we've been blessed. On the color scale, we have been blessed. But, you know, that's that, you know, all colors and all creatures, great and small. God loves us all, you know?
Thought she was about to start singing.
No. You know, Miss Malcolm kicked me out of every choir, it's obvious. That's why I announced. That's why I'm a great narrator. I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, and I don't like to sing. I'm not a canary, so no, choirs were not for me. I rather introduce the choir or introduce the artist or the talent. It works out. Everybody's happy that way. All right, let's get to the text lines. Well, no, I'm not really to the text lines. To what we got to talk about. Let's look at the local scene, the local home court action, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Let's have a gander at the local sports scene there, Pearly. And after we do that, we'll get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. But on the local sports scene, lots to talk about. I mean, you got 3-4 against the U.S. Virgin Islands. So that's impressive. That's in, you know, girls soccer and age group soccer as well. Junior Golf is set to compete at the CAJGC. Solid team there going off. And Jonquel Jones and the Liberty, they split the weekend games. They lost one to the Sparks, and they won another one, and they faced the Dallas Wings tonight.
Sparks are playing some great basketball. They get
I told you the Sparks will be a dangerous out.
They get their full team back. They're just missing one more player. She should be back pretty soon.
And you got swimming. We got our very own Thompson's finishing 66 in men's 100 heat. And that's from the Bahamas began the portion of the 2025 World Aquatics Championship hosted at the World Aquatics Championship Arena in Kaling, Singapore over the weekend. Kaling, Singapore, Mark Anthony Thompson was the only Bahamian swimmer in action this past weekend, and he was 66 out of 100 in the 100-meter breaststroke. And over the weekend, you had the Sand Wars. They kicked off over the weekend. Had a successful tournament over the weekend as well. We'll get the results in for you there. That's flag footy, Pearly. So I'm sure in the coming days,
crew,
coming weeks, you'll talk to your flag football crew. All right, that's a wrap on the local scene. Now let's have a look at the international, who's in and who's out. All brought you, of course.
While we're on the local scene, our good friend Jeff Rogers Camp is coming up, right?
Correctamundo.
Yeah, he's been doing that. I brag about him. If you talk to him, he'll tell you, I'm one of the first people to support him way back in the day. Like when he first started, like 30, I think this is his 30-something.
37, to be exact.
Yeah, I think I probably hooked up with him in the 34th, 35th, somewhere around there. Or 30, yeah.
This text is all for you, Pearly. Tell Pearly, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice refers to ladies, unless you're talking about a snow bunny like Caitlin.
Oh, goodness. That Caitlin lover, boy, he just couldn't let one day go by.
He can't let it go one day, man. And the thing about it is Caitlin nailed to the bench. And that's a great way to segue. Who's in and who's out brought to you by Tropical Gyro. Let's start with the WNBA. What's going on with the Fever? They eked out a win without Caitlin Clark yesterday, but nonetheless.
They beat my girls yesterday, but Angel has been out with some back problems for the last couple of games as well.
Right. I mean, you got your ability to cry on this one because there was injuries. And if you look at the scores yesterday, the Sun took care of the Valkyries 95-64, Fever 93-78 over the Sky. The Aces took care of the Wings 106-80. The Mercury knocked off the Mystics 88-72. And the Dream took care of the Lynx 90-86.
That's a big win for the Dream over Minnesota.
And on top tonight, you got the Storm. And these will be our picks coming up in a little bit. We got the Storm and the Sun. And we got the Liberty and the Wings and the WNBA. Keep an eye out on that. Like I said, as far as the WNBA goes, it's still wide open. Teams are positioning now, but at the end of the day, you can still see some other teams make a run. What's interesting to see is you look at the standings. I think it's 13 teams. So I think the top six qualify for the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken, correct, Pearly?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it's the top six, yeah. I think so, yeah.
And out of those top six, they qualify and they move on to the playoff round.
And got some more games to play. And the WNBA will be expanding to about four teams over the next 5 years. They're going to be dropping one this year, one next. Up until 2030, they'll have four more teams join.
But those LA Sparks that you were talking about are now 11-14. And you got the Golden State Valkyries who are 11-13, 9.5 back. Literally, if you look from Seattle, who's 15-11 and in fifth place, all the way down, Indiana included, to the LA Sparks, there's only like three games that separates everybody.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
So that's going to be a lot of moving and shaking there. And you got teams like Atlanta that I think fall back a little bit. Phoenix, New York, and Minnesota. And Las Vegas is a dark horse if they could get healthy. But those LA Sparks, they may make a run. Much to my chagrin, because I'd much prefer them to bottom off and have a shot at Juju Watkins. If the Sky keep playing the way they keep playing, probably, you know, Juju might end up in Chicago with Skylar, with your girl. Not Skylar Diggins. Skylar Diggins plays with somebody else. Angel Reese.
Angel. Don't forget to mess up the name. Angel Reese. Don't mess up the name.
You shouldn't tell me about messing up anybody's name. You are the king of crucifying last names, especially in baseball.
I don't shame. I have no shame in my game when it comes to that, but I'm not going to mess up Angel Reese's name, though. Let's get that right.
I know that's one name you'll never mess up, for sure.
Oh, no. Just lucky I am, but 30 years younger.
Oh, Pearly. You know, like I always tell you, man, two Irishmen walk out of a bar on St. Patrick's Day. It could happen. I'm rooting for you.
You're trying to get me in trouble. Let's talk about, please. Let's talk about something else.
All right, here we go. Let's get into the scores. We'll check out a couple other things. Who's in and who's out? All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros and a lot of hot topic sports news. Deion Sanders said he's cancer-free after bladder removal, had his bladder removed. A lot of people wondering why Prime using football at the end of the college football season in the draft. Well, that explains it right there.
Wow, okay. I'm glad to hear that, though.
Glad to know he's doing well.
Yeah.
And prognosis is good. This is from Boulder, Colorado, University of Colorado football head coach Deion Sanders announced Monday that he underwent surgery to remove his bladder after doctors discovered a tumor there. Sanders said that since the surgery, there have been no traces of cancer and that he will continue to coach this season. So I continue to keep him in my prayers, man. Prime has done a wonderful job with that Colorado program. And let's be real, we all grew up with Prime. We all got love for Prime. Let's go to the phone lines. Pearly, we got a caller on the line. Let's get to the phones. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty. What's going on again?
What's going on, Gardner?
Yeah, man. I want to know very, very know much about the NBA's, sharing, revenue sharing history. And as well as their losses and, you know, the history of their losses, their revenue losses. Not revenue, but profit losses.
So you want to know our history of their profit losses?
Yeah, the history of the revenue sharing, you see?
Because, well, first of all, the NBA's revenue sharing system is designed to redistribute wealth from larger, more profitable markets to smaller, less profitable ones. All right? So that's meaning they're going to take from the Lakers, the Knicks, the Celtics, because they're big market teams, but they're going to make sure the smaller market teams like the Indianas and the Sacramentos survive.
Right. So when I'm
asking for more equitable distribution.
Do you know the revenue sharing between the players and the league? You know, the players, the league is collective, and players are collective. So what's the revenue sharing between the collectives?
You mean for the players in the league rather than the league itself? Give me a second there, Gardner. I'll pull it up for you.
Yeah, because you know, I'm under the impression that it was like back in the day, it was like 70-30 in favor of the players.
It's a 50-50 split, more or less, Gardner.
I mean, what it was back in the day, what it was before in history. That's what I'm saying.
I could. That's going to take some research looking back, which I could put in for you later on today. But I'll right off the top of the dome right now.
Yeah, there's two black ladies that have a podcast, and they gave a history, and they said that they talk about the history, and they said that the men's was in favor. They had a 70-30 favorable, you know, and you know, back in the day, I guess when.
Okay. Give me a second there, Gardner. Let me bring you up to snuff. All right. In 1983, the collective bargaining agreement brought forward the salary cap, which was introduced. Right. First, the salary cap was based on league revenues. Players got 53%, all right? And the owners got the difference, all right?
Right. Now,
if you look at the league today, and over the years, you've had adjustments to it. In 1995, the collective bargaining agreement, the salary cap was retained. All right. In 2011 lockout, it was a major reset. All right. So as of 2016, collective bargain agreement, league revenue is booming. As of 2016, 49-50% was the breakdown in this year. All right. And it's basically remained about 50-50. Players receive 49 to 51% of basketball related income between them and the league. In the NFL, the players are guaranteed at least 48% of revenue.
Basketball-related and others, right?
Pardon?
There's two different sort of income. Basketball-related, and I guess the others is like what? Sales or jersey sales?
No. League revenue or generated income is the money that you make off of selling tickets and putting people in the seats. Right. And obviously, you're marketing, meaning you're merchandising and selling, all right?
Right.
Now, here's basketball-related income, or what's known as BRI. It's the total revenue pool generated by the NBA from gate receipts or ticket sales, broadcast rights, TV and digital, sponsorship like arena naming, arena ads, jersey patches, merchandising and licensing, the NBA League Pass, which is the TV pass that everybody watches it on, right. Naming rights, and concessions from arenas. That's part concessions from arenas.
So that's what makes up the revenue share. Why is it so hard to agree that the ladies only want revenue share? They don't want the same salary. They want the same revenue share. And profits or losses doesn't have anything to do with revenue share. It's just a number.
Is this you trying to say that the WNBA players should be paid their worth?
Pardon?
Is this you wearing a WNBA shirt saying pay us what you owe us?
Right. See, and see, without you, and a lot of people, they're saying, well, the league is, they shouldn't be paid because the league is operating at a loss. But you know what I'm saying? Standard is just like if you have a plumber, you got a mechanic. Plumbers they have a standard. You know, they all ask the same thing for.
But yeah, but not to cut you off, but you do know. With the NBA revenue share, that's 50% is the salary cap. So not all players get an equal amount of that, you know. So what the WNBA is saying is their revenue is not as high as the NBA revenue. So you're not going to see a Angel Reese getting $50 million like LeBron James.
Right. That's what they're arguing is they're not asking for the same amount of money. They're asking for the same type share.
So they're asking you take that 50%. And you work it out as salary cap as well, so some players will get the big money. Because even though I'm not a Caitlin Clark fan, it's ludicrous that she's, and I don't know how true that I need to double check, but I think her base salary is only $78,000.
Argument because she's doing this, and that has nothing to do with what the players are asking for, just the revenue share. Because
right now, the revenue share, the WNBA.
They're
going to
get the big money from endorsements, from, you know, Nike and, you know, McDonald's and Burger King, and you know what I'm saying?
All right, Gardner, I appreciate you made some good points. Let me get to these other callers, but I got a breakdown for you, so listen out. WNBA players receive only 10 to 20% of league revenue, dependent on estimates and trends. So there is a big disparity there. Let me get to the text lines. Good afternoon, Naughty. It's so nice to have the deep fryer guy with you. It's just like old times. Boy, that Super Cat tune is ringing. Don't change that for a while. And sorry to Purdy, them Dodgers stink so bad.
We still in first place, unlike your Yankees, Jeff.
It doesn't matter where you start, matters where you finish. That's what you used to say, right?
Yeah, and guess what, Z? I'm glad we talk about that because I told somebody today, and I think I might have told this to the same texter. Dave Roberts should be manager of the year considering how he's managed the Dodgers this year with all the injuries they had and still in first place.
Dave Rogers, you done threw over the bridge a couple times, though.
I respect him this year, knowing that he had 16 starters or relief pitchers out this year and had basically a AAA pitching staff and has been able to battle losing Muncy, losing Edmund, losing Teoscar. For parts of the season, he's been able to battle and keep the Dodgers in first place. You got to take your hats off to him. You got to.
All right. You know what? We got to get to the call line. But this is a classic one right here for you, Pearly. Naughty Pearly sounds like Trump. In 10 years, I'm going to be dating you, Angel.
No, I doubt in 10 years I'll be dating Angel.
Boy, they get good with that one, Pearly.
That was a good one. I walked right into that door wide open.
All right, before we get to the caller, let's just, what are the chances of the Orioles making the wild card in the AL East? We'll get to that right after the call, Texan. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Naughty and Pearly, what's happening? All is well?
What's going on, Mystery Dolphin?
Everything is good. Hey, Pearly, you good?
Hey, my brother. How you doing, man?
I hear some fellas in the White House was trying to mess with you.
Well, you know, dog don't bark at Parker.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, my brother. You're doing a good job, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate it, Mr.
Don't let nobody muzzle you, my friend.
And you've been one of the people who've been calling for us from day one and always been supportive. I do appreciate that. Thank you, my brother.
We'll always be a supporter. Always. And the
point is, you have good taste in your football teams as well, so I respect that as well. You may not like the quarterback, but we like the team.
That's right. I like how Chavazzo likes it. That's all.
Man,
should I
be playing Peaches and Herb reunited? It feels so good while you two wax poetic. I mean, I think that you Dolphins, I think that's what I should do.
Mystery's about to say something. Let Mystery talk.
I like how Chavago Lang painted that fellow in the White House today. Sit him right down. That's why I like to listen to Mr. Lang, you know. He's very, very...
He was classic. He was classic.
He's very versed on all of these situations. And I like how he did that. He did that very classy and very educational. And I love that. That's what is needed. You know, you got to be able to sit these people down, man, because they believe that because they're in high office, they could dictate to the public, you know? And that's not what we need. Now, Pearly, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
What we can do about Tua?
Tua's the starting quarterback. We have Tua for at least this season and next season based on his contract. After next season, if he doesn't produce, they have an out, but they don't have an out this year or next year. So you might
how
as well.
Do you feel, how do you feel about it?
I'm comfortable with it. You know, I like what I'm hearing coming out of training camp. I like what I'm hearing coming out with some players. Some there are going to be some surprise players, particularly in the wide receiver ranks. I think if Tua stays healthy, we'll be fine. When he played 17 games, we made the playoffs. We had a good playoff team. When last year he only played 13 games, it was not good. If he can play 15, 16 games, I think the Dolphins will be quite
okay.
Fine.
Since he's been with the Dolphins, when did he play 17 games? Name me the year.
Year before last. 2023. Yeah, 2023 season. He played 17 games.
Not consecutive games.
No, he played all games in the season. All games last in the 2023 season.
Oh, really?
Yes, and that's when we made the playoffs and we lost in the first round of the playoffs to Kansas City.
Okay. That was in his younger days.
Two years ago. I think they he's lost some weight. He's done some things that hopefully protect him, and I think he would be a wiser player. I'm not giving up on him just yet. There's some quarterbacks that came in the league and didn't do anything for 3-4 years and then burst out. So,
well, you know, with me, I've already announced the benediction on him, right?
Yeah, I know that, but you know, I'm hoping that you can perform a resurrection and you'll be all right.
I can't perform resurrection. Only Jesus could do that.
I'll call you the Jesus of football.
Yes, sir.
What about Dak? Y'all letting him go?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Dak is 100% healthy. They're monitoring him in off-season workouts, you know, so no injury comes his way, you know, he re-aggravates the hamstring. Yeah, I do think he's on a tight leash because Dallas made a great move over the offseason, taking Joe Milton, the former Tennessee product. He has a can of an arm. He was a rookie for the Patriots last year, got in some games and showed some good skill. But Dallas is giving him the backup job. They're grooming him. Schottenheimer is a great quarterback coach. He's got that in his arsenal for years and years of being an assistant. They're developing him in the right way. So God forbid another Dak injury. You could be seeing Joe Milton in Dallas. I like it. I think he transitions well with the offense. I think if they keep him on a tight enough leash, he could do well because he's not, you know, experienced, but I think he could grow into something and be something special for Dallas post Dak Prescott. Right now, he's in the developmental stages. He's a good backup number two. He could take game action if necessary, but I think we shouldn't give up on Dakota Rain Prescott. I think Dak Prescott's got one or two good more years up his sleeve, especially in Dallas. And if he's going to move on elsewhere, so be it. But I think you're going to be impressed by what you see from Dak Prescott this year.
Love your sports knowledge, Naughty. Thank you so much. Listen,
Maestri. Every year this time, Naughty sells the Cowboys to be such a great team.
I know. I listen to him.
He does a fantastic job.
I'm only going based on what I see and the change in landscape there. That Schottenheimer, a lot of people laughed at it, but I think Schottenheimer has got a lot of Jimmy Johnson-esque qualities. I wasn't a fan when they hired him.
A lot of people think he's only a stopgap for the Cowboys right now.
I'm telling you right now, that dude has got Jimmy Johnson to him. The team is fired up. I've been watching the training camp. I've just been watching it play out. There's competition every day. Nobody jobs as a unit, offense and defense. They knocked the snot out of each other in practice. The pads came on. The defense was making takeaways. The offense line was blowing people up. They are playing football like Jimmy Johnson used to do in Dallas. And that's all I want to see, a good, aggressive team go out on the field.
Well, your job is safe according to your contract.
Mike his money.
Pardon?
Your job is safe according to your contract.
Now, Micah's money comes like this. Jerry Jones likes to throw away money. If me and you had Jerry Jones' money, we try to be the dispenser however we want. They're going to pay Micah Parsons. A lot of people don't realize they actually don't have to pay Micah Parsons. There's 1 year left on the contract. Micah wants a new contract. So
I'll hang up, Jerry, and listen to you guys. Have a good one.
Jerry, all right, Mr. B said Jerry could be quite stink about it and not sign him. I think the deal is going to get done. Obviously, you have to get it done sooner than later because the market is going to go up and it's going to be crazy. But I think they get it done somewhere in the $45 million to $47 million a year range with Micah Parsons when it's all said and done. They get him in for the last 2 weeks of camp and no harm, no foul. That's what I see on the Micah situation. As far as Trayvon Diggs goes, he could end up being traded because he practiced away from the team, rehabbed away from the team. The team hit in a $500,000 penalty because he wasn't with the team. So we'll see where that ends up. So Diggs could be on his way out in Dallas, but the lack of depth in the cornerback room is probably going to keep him right there.
Yeah. But your text that we're asking about the Baltimore Orioles, they're 8.5 games out of the last wild card spot. It's going to be a tough run. They'll have to play some serious baseball. It's going to be a tough run.
I was just going to say that too. Now let's get, because they are 8.5 back. If they were close in the wild card, that's different. But to be 8.5 back in the wild card, that's rough.
Yeah, and you got the three teams that are already in the wild card hunt. So they're like number 7 out of the teams that are out, that look outside looking in. So you got to jump like 8 teams to make it to the playoffs. That's a tough call. It's possible. It can happen. Because I always thought Baltimore had the team. I actually picked Baltimore to either win that division or be a wild card this year. So it could happen, but they'll have to play some great baseball. But we'll know by Thursday if Baltimore becomes buyers or sellers. If you see them start trading, then they give up on playoffs.
All right, I got a text.
And I'm saying that because the trade deadline is on Thursday.
I got a text. I know who this comes from. Ultimate Caitlin fanboy. But here we go, Pearly. I would play Caitlin anything. I would pay Caitlin anything she wants because she is carrying that league. I would give Jonquel and Angel 10K max.
And see, people like you is why Caitlin being hated upon, because she's not carrying the league. She's been a factor. She's been a main both of the league, but she's not single-handedly carrying that league. You have players like Jonquel. You have players like Angel Reese, Plum, and others who are carrying the league, who people are coming to see. Caitlin don't be in every stadium. Caitlin don't be in every gym, and basically the attendance is up in just about every team. So I ain't too sure about that one, Dexter.
All right, here's another one for you, Pearly. Hey, Naughty and Pearly, Luca looks really good. He's getting into top shape. Yes, he is. He looks like he's took that to heart, and he is getting in shape. So that's good luck right there.
He doesn't look good, but I don't mind him getting into shape. And during the league, will he stay in shape?
I think so, Burley. I think he sees that is definitely going to be his team within the next year or so. So I think he's up for the challenge.
I love it to be this year.
Naughty, Davey Roberts, manager of hot dog stands this year. Pearly man, he's not manager of the year. He's the best manager of the hot dog stands.
Oh, that's fine if you can think that. But if you look at the work, the complete work, you'll change your talks and take your biasness Yankee fan out and look at the complete works.
Dog is always healthy until he steps on the field and it's time to play. Okay, yeah, key, 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 ha, ha, ha. Mahomes ready to put that pick play on him. Boy, we got to talk to Big Chief. We got to hear from Big Chief this week, man.
But you know what? I'm going to say this. Kansas City is by far has been the best team in football in the last 5 years. By far. No arguments about that. However, they've also been the most healthiest and luckiest, and I would take luck out. They've been the healthiest team. I'm not wishing any ill on any team, but sometimes that every team goes through it. Every single team goes through it. They go through a spree of injuries. The fact that, and I'm telling you today, my prediction, Kansas City Chiefs will not play in the AFC Championship game this year. It will be Baltimore and Buffalo.
All right, let's get to the other caller that's on the line. Talking Heads. All right, hit us back, caller. If you want to hold too long, hit us back. All right, we'll get to you. Naughty and Pretty, just know Baltimore Ravens are the best team ever. Text to you and my son sipping the same Kool-Aid.
That's your son who texting you. That's your son who texting
you. I looking at the number, it's not Stat Boy, trust me. And Scott will be making a return very shortly, Pearly. You know, football season is coming up. So we're going to have a return of Stat Boy.
I look forward to my brother. I look forward to But, you know, Lamar says he's just beginning. He says, and he's, you know, he's another example. He's played great football, but he's still not reached his full potential yet. And it could happen. I think this might be Baltimore's year. This could be Baltimore's year.
I don't know about all that. I mean, I've been hearing that for a while. I would like it to be for his sake. You know what I mean? But
yeah. Well, he's done it all. Only one thing he left to do is win the championship. He's got MVP. He's done it all. What else? The only thing he left to do is win the championship. So it's time that he do that.
I'd like to see it for my son's sake, honestly. You know? Yeah. I've seen some Cowboy championships in this household. You know what I mean? Like I said, yeah. I just don't want it to be Baltimore versus Dallas, because then all bets off and Dallas got to beat the brakes off them. But it is what it is.
Boy, you'll have to come move in with me.
No, but listen, I'll be honest with you, Brady. For Dallas to get back to the Super Bowl and even lose to Baltimore, I'll take it. One, I lose to my son's team, but Dallas got back to relevance. And
yeah, but you said that, but no
got that monkey out the back. No, the neighbor dog will get kicked late in the night.
Boy will ride you.
That's fine, but the neighbor dog can get kicked late in the night. But yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I hear that.
And he can't already pop off too much, because I could just show him five fingers. Tell him, man, you get the five, then talk to me.
He'll just say, play Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately?
It doesn't matter what you've done for me lately. That's why you call it history and etched in time. That's why we keep records, buddy.
I still like Janet Jackson, though.
That's why I can never deny you the 72 Dolphins in their perfect season.
Because that's the only team to ever do that. If another team do that, then I have no more argument.
Yes, you do. You did it first. What are you talking about?
Sure, that, I mean, that argument, yeah, but I'm talking about the only team to be perfect. See, that's my always go-to, because we're the only team to ever be perfect.
I'll give you a perfect example. The first person to go 99.9 yards from the line of scrimmage for a touchdown was Tony Dorsett on a Monday night versus the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota in 1984. And until
I actually watched that.
I actually watched it, too. And it was a great run toward the end down the sideline, stepping off the dude's tippy-toeing and making it to the end zone. Tony Dorsett was the SH anyway. He was the McBusiness, all right? But
yes.
Derrick Henry of the Raven record, but obviously we always remember the first. The second is always, because it's a record that can never be broken. It can only be tied. Let's go to the phone lines, man. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Yo, what's going on?
Just to let you know, it was me who sent the text about Ravens being the best team ever. Yeah, it is me.
You and my son sipping the same Kool-Aid. You and Stat Boy drinking the same Kool-Aid.
No, man. Come on, man. Listen to me.
My son is a huge Raven fan. That's what I'm saying.
Listen to me. Listen to me, Kathleen. You cool with me. I like you. But if Lamar could make it...
Make sure I say no diggy when you say that.
Hold on. If Lamar could make it to the Super Bowl, that's an automatic win. Automatic.
Yes. The key word is
it. Do you know Lamar's record as a starter?
If there's only two letters, that's the biggest word in the out there. If.
Well, hold on. No, okay. Let me retract that. When Lamar makes it to the Super Bowl, that is an automatic win. Do you know Lamar's
I like
record
it. I love it.
As a starter versus NFC teams?
Where does this
come from? NFC teams have beaten Lamar in his whole entire career. The Giants and the Eagles just did it this year. So with that record right there, you really want me to believe Lamar makes it to the Super Bowl? He wouldn't win it?
No, but Mike, hold on, let me just interject this. Caller, that's great that you know Lamar's record against NFC teams, and if he got to the Super Bowl, what they would be. But the problem is, you don't know his record against AFC consistently. So tell me his record against AFC teams when it counts, especially in AFC championship games to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's great. You could see who he could knock up and beat up in the NFC. But what about, you know, in the AFC? Because when you look at Lamar Jackson's record versus NFC teams in the conference, 23-1 in 24 career games. All right? But versus AFC teams, which he plays a lot more, he's 50-25. Okay?
Okay.
So he's got a great career record. But what I'm saying to you is part of them 25 losses have come in the playoffs, a la divisional championship games, like last year. What happened to y'all last year?
I can tell you what happened to us last year and the year before that. One, it was bad coaching. And second, Lamar had no weapons. Prior to getting Derrick Henry last year, Lamar only had his only go-to was Mark Andrews, relying on Justin Tucker kicking field goals every single game, and a below subpar wide receiver. So Lamar has proven to do more with far less compared to other quarterbacks in the league.
I like your points about Lamar on offensive, giving your defense nor your head coach any kind of justice, because I've seen him make chicken salad out of chicken crap with that defense that you all have had year in and year out. And it's time that you give Harbaugh some credit and Harbaugh some credit for that defense, because they keep you in games and they keep you within field goals that Tucker could actually help you all win. So, and aren't y'all minus Tucker this year? Because Tucker don't, Tucker got into some problems.
We don't even have Tucker anymore. But if you go off of what we have right now, we would single-handedly have the best secondary in the league right now.
You have a very good secondary. Yes, you do. And you have a very good defense. But the question is, can you all get over the hump come the playoffs? Because I got y'all down for a nice, pretty regular season record. And I got y'all making at least your divisional round in the playoffs. From there, I can't trust you based on what I've seen.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, Naughty, I'm going to send you a message on WhatsApp again, right? And this is going to be my prediction, and this is when season starts. I could see Lamar and the Ravens going 14-3, winning the AFC North, which would be the third consecutive year, all right, which has never been done by us. I could see us beating Kansas City or Buffalo and go into the Super Bowl. Now, I'm going to send that to you, and you can save that, and we will come back.
It's already been recorded for the honors of time right here on Talking Heads. That's how we do it. From you said it, it's from your mouth to God's ear and to Mr. Recorder right there. Save for time, so we could pull this up.
We will. When it's all said and done, we will come back and listen to it, and we'll have a drink on you.
Nah, and if we don't, we'll be God on you.
It'll be on me.
Well, we don't do drinks on Talking Heads. What we do is, if I lose, okay, drink on me. If you lose, you got to take at least a week's worth of ribbon from the show and come in and take a picture with your jersey. Probably I'll tell you.
Naughty, last year I bet my jersey and I burned it. So I'm a man of my word.
Okay. And you burned all it? Right. Who burned your jersey?
I bet that we were going to win against the Buffalo Bills. Mark Andrews cost me with the 2-point conversion when he dropped it. I had to burn my jersey that exact same night.
Now, hold on. You can't put all the blame on Andrews now. Andrews had a hard game. But there was some other dudes in that game who stunk it up, too.
Yeah, but he did drop that 2-1 conversation.
He dropped that.
That
was easy.
Won the game.
That was easy.
They would have won the game.
And I was mad. He was
wide open.
I was mad. Lamar went to Mark Andrews.
You know why I'm glad he dropped it, though, Pearly? Because somewhere in the universe or somewhere in the planet, was Jackie Smith, former Cowboy tight end, who dropped one wide open in the Super Bowl. And they said, oh, my God, he's got to be the sickest man on the planet. And I was like, thank God for that, Jackie. You're off the hook, buddy.
But I like to tell the caller, Naughty and I normally do at the beginning of the season our predictions. So please make sure you tune in and call in.
Yeah, caller, we need some Raven support on Thursdays, man. When we do the picks for the week, call in and chime in, man. We'll get you on, all right?
Don't never miss you, Naughty.
Huh? All right.
That's never an issue. Never an issue.
All right, man.
Okay,
good
cool.
stuff,
we
man. So we look forward to hearing
you,
from
man.
You this year, man. And now I'll let we got
amen,
two Ravens
amen.
For aficionados now, Pearly. There goes the neighborhood.
Lord mercy. Oh, Lord.
All right, Carla. Good stuff. Good to hear from you, man. Be safe, and we'll look forward to hearing from you during football season. So, Pearly, it's about that time, buddy. I mean, you got your Dolphin jersey out? What's going on in Dolphin land?
I got my Dolphin jersey. Some good things happened. We did lose a cornerback. We signed 3 cornerbacks. Nothing that knocks me off my feet. Rasul Russell, I think it is. That's the name?
Rasul Douglas, you mean?
Douglas, yeah. He's in the play. And Asante Samuels, they're in the play for maybe signing. So we'll see what happens in the next few days.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We got another caller on the line. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, this happy. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on,
Bobby? Everything cool, man. I hear you're building up your Dallas Cowboys again, but you know, it ain't happening for them.
I know, but
for Baltimore either.
Trying, right?
Once, what?
I got to keep trying. Ain't nothing wrong with trying, right?
Yeah, I agree. I go for the Dolphins, so what you think? So anyway,
you've been talking
the bottom
to me
line
about
is,
my Cowboys.
The bottom line is, I go on because my son is a diehard Baltimore fan, and I keep telling him until he's here and act like what the white people wanted Jordan to do, ain't nothing gonna happen for him in Baltimore.
I don't think that's gonna happen then, because I don't think Lamar cutting that hair anytime soon. That's his pride and joy.
Well, if he won't win, then he have to do that. He have to shape up to their image. That's the bottom line.
All right,
and
man.
So I'm pretty know that too. Yeah, anyway.
Hey, bro.
Good to hear from you, man. And I know you're excited.
Brady, and I'm not meant for the Dodgers either. So.
Oh, see, Happy, now you was doing good.
Happy, let him know again, man. Let him know again, Happy.
Yeah,
I will do that. You can hear my mouth. Trust me. You know, I ain't shy. Yeah, I ain't shy.
Listen, you know, it's a business. All this is business. There ain't nothing happening for them.
Hey, all right, we'll see. But, time will tell.
But Happy, I'll tell you, man, I love hearing your takes on the WhatsApp groups, too, or on your takes on some of these sports angles that nobody thinks of, man. They really good stuff. I enjoy reading them.
Yeah, man.
That's cool, man. That's cool, man. People just got to start thinking differently, man. We think with our emotions and what we want to happen versus what we see happening, right?
That's why they call us sports fans.
And if you're unreliable, you already like to bet, you don't need to stop picking them based on emotion. So you can make some money and then invite me to the club, not just for me to pay, but for you all to pay.
When I put my parlay in, I don't worry about emotions. I worry about what I'm trying to win. I get, what I say on the radio and talk or brag about is a different thing, but I put in for my parlay a lot of times.
Yeah, I ain't say that for you, Brady. I say that for the people out there who do it.
No, don't worry.
I know.
Don't worry.
I know you like your money. You hang or just waste your money. Yeah.
I can make sure I hit one this year and I can repay you in KSC, all right? All right, Happy? I can make sure I hook you up.
Anyway, the Dolphins have been before Dallas win. Peace.
Anyway, on that note, you can go and have a nice night, Happy, on that one now. You heard my feelings.
Thank you, brother. Good to hear your voice.
You can diplomatically cut him there, Mr. Producer.
Leave Happy. Happy's a good man.
All right. We got another caller on the line. Let's try to grab that one in real quick, and then we'll get to the picks. Talking Heads. All right, let's get to the picks, brother. We did in WNBA tonight, man.
Okay.
All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. For two games on tap in the WNBA tonight. And like I said, should be some good action.
We got
the Storm, 15-11, taking on the Connecticut Sun. Connecticut Sun are horrible, man. I like the Storm to win this one. They played last night and lost. I think they rebound tonight against the Sun.
I like the Storm tonight. I go with the Storm. I ride with you.
We got the New York Liberty, 17-7. Jonquel Jones has returned. The Snide has stopped, taking on the Dallas Wings, who are 7-19. I like the Liberty tonight, man, and I like
Liberty
them to cover.
Need that win. They need a win, so I like them tonight.
And I like them by the 8.5. I think they win by double digits tonight.
I'll take the. You know what? I'll ride with you. I'll take the points.
There you go. Good stuff, brilliant. We've come to our time. That's a wrap right there on your pick segment. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And like I said, brilliant, we reached that time, man. I appreciate you. Glad you chimed in again today. And if you're not busy
tomorrow, God willing.
If you're not busy tomorrow, I'd like you to come in and guest host again with me right here.
We'll see. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, if your schedule's not too busy. All right. But yeah, definitely. Okay. Looking forward to hearing from you tomorrow again. And
I'll definitely zoom in tomorrow. If not, maybe I'll just stop it.
As always, okay, man. Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll get to the commercials. And we got the news coming up at 6. And we'll see you right here tomorrow on Talking Heads.
Ciao, ciao.
With them there when they get around art. When we look in the food for the pot. Man, I'm
yo, DJ. Back. Why didn't you buy this?
Now we have a when we move in, we move compact. Man, we take a couple store, couple bank and shop. And police, man, I talk about we art. Church, I know we have a run left this part. Dan Dayati, dog at Sadat. When we come dance, all of a block. Me say some a rally back, some of them dance back. We are road boy out and we not left it. Some a rally back, some of them dance back. When it at the place and the place of a block. With them there when Kingston run out. When we look in the food for we pot. Kingston.
Pop the top with collect, check your cap by 700, 200,000 in cash and prizes, with winners on different islands.
Collect.
Pop the top with collect, check your cap by 700, you could win free bears, take a sip, and collect merchandise, matter say, I pop mine out,
take some Marie God,
I pop mine out,
home comedy, loot drop,
free bears out,
pop a coin under,
check your cap,
bring your grandma home, collect.
Pop the top with collect, check your cap by 700. You could win free bears, take a sip and collect merchandise, matter say.
Drink responsibly, bye.
He is the king of crunch, the master of flavor, and he's going to set your taste buds on fire with the new King Crunch sandwiches at Burger King Nassau. Crispy fried onions, pepper jack cheese, and bold chipotle sauce. Plus, fixins cover a crispy chicken patty or two flame grilled beef patties on BK's new King Crunch sandwiches that are bigger. better and bolder than anything around. And they're only available at Burger King Nassau. Try one today.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street.
With delivery to all family islands.
The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Hear that? That's not just a crunch. It's the sound of flavor turning up. Introducing the Doritos Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, a delicious combination of KFC's juicy original recipe extra large filet, stacked with real Doritos nacho cheese chips for a loud, cheesy crunch in every bite. It's bold, it's crunchy, and it's only $8.95. Everyone's chasing the crunch. Don't be the one who missed it. KFC and Doritos, a crunch that's finger-licking good.
How often should you change your oil in your car? Every 3,000 miles or 3 months? Definitely by the time the light come on. A car needs oil just like we all need water. Let Muffler World change your oil and oil filters to help you keep your ride on the road. Regular oil changes will save your car's engine. Stop by Muffler World on Mackey Street or Robinson Road to have your car's oil changed in no time flat. Muffler World on Mackey Street is open on Saturdays, 8 to noon.
Hey kids, it's back. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp, July 28th to August 8th at the Kendall Isaacs Gym. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for boys and girls, 5 to 18. Hear and learn from the NBA superstars past and present, including our very own Buddy Hield of the Golden State Warriors, Klay Thompson of the Dallas Mavericks, former Laker great Michael Sweet Bells Thompson, another great among the point guards back in the day, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Application forms now at the Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams, Darling Highway. Call 341-4021 or check the website, JeffRogersBasketballCamp.com.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucayan Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.